Hey everybody, A Squad Video Game Podcast back, and tonight's going to be another little vignette show, a little appetizer. You know, we're just going to have a discussion. We're going to try out some new segments. We're not going to do too many of the old ones. This is all in preparation for July 15th. I'm dropping a brand new format. We're trying some new shit out. It's going to be sick. With us tonight, we have a new gamer with us, so we're going to introduce him now.
My name is what? My name is what? My name is
fucking Lippy.
Well, it's not your name.
But Ron, though, say your gamer tag.
Oh, Faded Peach 43.
Where'd we come up with that?
Better than, like, the Pete's Fuzzy Navel, like, 75. I don't know. Xbox Live just gave it to me, and I'm fucking lazy.
So. Oh, you're one of those?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, whatever.
What system do you normally play?
Xbox.
Xbox? Only Xbox? Or you try other things?
Yeah, I'm broke. I just got an Xbox 360 like 2 years ago. So
it was like
I'm finally catching up, and they're deciding to come out with another one.
It was like inner gamer tag. You're like, Lippy, taken. Whatever then.
Planning on good enough. You plan on getting a new system?
Rusty kumquat. I'll stick with Xbox, but I guess the new PS is, you know, it's got potential to be much, much better.
PS4 or Xbox One?
PS4.
Oof. It's a divided room tonight.
There's less things to pay for with the PlayStation. I still like Xbox. And isn't it more money, though?
Yeah, it's 100 bills more. It's 100 bills more.
To be fair, though, at this point, you're not going to go wrong either way.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're both going to be a fun
eventually
time.
I'm probably just going to get both. Like, I don't feel like buying both new systems on day one and just be like, oh, man, I can't wait to...
Yeah, I'm not going
to
do that.
I can't wait for some games to come out.
I'll get Xbox just because I'm a diehard Forza fan over Gran Turismo.
Forza looks great on it.
Yes, it does.
Forza is like almost like driving a real car.
Those graphics are insane.
It's like driving a fucking real car.
I don't see how good it looks. Yeah. Like,
well, they make these racing games because they could do the graphics way better.
There's only one other game that the actual race car drivers play, and it's like a custom thing for themselves, but they play Forza.
Definitely, man. That's going to be a good title.
All right, well... let's discuss what we're playing right now real quick that we can get into the discussion. I didn't mean at the second. I mean...
A Squad. Come out to play. A Squad.
I got a bad cold tonight, so I'm going to be sniffing and coughing through this tonight's episode.
Delightful.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what I'm playing now... is the Avengers Ultimate Alliance.
Hmm.
Anyone?
What is that on?
That's
iOS.
That's like Gauntlet for Avengers, right?
No. You're thinking... obviously, you would be thinking that because Ultimate Alliance is generally like that Gauntlet thing.
Yeah, this is the mobile game, right?
Right. This is for the iPad.
Oh, cool.
It's great. It fights a lot like the traditional Final Fantasy turn-based system.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to pick your characters. There's like 50 characters that you get to choose from. Not all of them are unlocked right away. Right away, off the bat, you start with your agent, who's a generalist or whatever, Iron Man, Hawkeye, and Black Widow. And just like kind of like in Pokemon, which I always go back to because that's the game everyone's played, everyone's got a different class. Iron Man's like a blaster, and
Iron Man's good, and Hawkeye isn't.
Hawkeye's not good.
Well, in the video game, he's probably better than like Captain America. He's got better projectiles.
Well, it all depends on what class you are, and just like in Pokemon, one thing beats the other. Blasters are beat by bruisers, bruisers are beat by scrappers, and so on and whatnot. It's a lot of fun. There's not a lot of travel like in a traditional RPGs. You actually just go to your zone in the city or whatever, and you just tap on the fight you want, and you already know who's showing up, so you can choose your team accordingly.
I'm class Charmander.
Charmander would be a blaster class.
My favorite Avenger.
Mm-hmm. He's good. Hopefully he's in the second movie.
I wouldn't be disappointed, though, if like the brand, instead of like Ant-Man, they just was just Charmander. It'd be awesome.
No, it wouldn't. the cool thing that I like about this is that there's a lot of currency floating around. You can either get silver training coins, which you trade in for training your guys or weapons. Shield points, which are harder to get, silver being everywhere, but then there's shield points that you have to ask friends for it.
I knew that was coming.
The cool part that I like about this is that you can link up to your Facebook and ask friends, or you can link up to your game center on your iPad, And Game Center on iPad doesn't constantly alert people annoyingly, like your Facebook. Like, I did everybody a favor and didn't link it to my Facebook, because I'm not a total dick. But I got, like, a flood of that shit coming at me. It's like Xerxes.
The only thing
Fresh Oracles Daily.
Drives me insane with that shit.
The only thing I don't really care for about these, like, phone games / iPad games is that, like, they keep asking you to, like, buy coins and stuff like that, which I don't really care about. But when I do it, it makes the game retarded easy. Like, it kind of takes all the challenge away. But when I don't do it, it's very, very, like, what did I say? Like, just over and over, like, repetitive. Well,
I hate the mini transaction games like that. The only reason I like this one is because there's also command points, which you use to buy characters, and then gold that you actually can buy with real money.
I like gold.
And gold will buy you command points or shield points or whatever that you... But the cool part about this game is that buying it with actual money is not the only way to get gold. You can earn any of these points by just playing. So
that's good.
If you want to make it easier, like a lot of these games, if you don't actually spend the regular cabbage, you're not getting anywhere. But this one, you just got to put in some time. You know, every day when you sign up, you get random things. Every time you beat a boss, you get random things, which can be... even an expensive item that would cost you maybe $7 in real life, but you get it for free. So if you just put in a little work, you get it.
I'm tired of being invited to play Candy Crush.
I know.
That's the game I was thinking of. That's why I didn't link it to the Facebook.
If
you're on Facebook begging me for lives for Candy Crush, fucking kill yourself.
Stop playing that game.
I hate it.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to take the time out of my day so you can play a fucking candy game.
Right. Well, this one doesn't bother anybody. It just, when I sign in, it says, hey, would you like to give everyone coins that gave you coins? And I click yes. It's one button. By the way,
I'm still on Bejeweled, damn it. Columns. Or Tetris.
Which is all the same game, more or less. But and also, on a side note, I picked up the Toe Jam and Earl Collector's Edition, which is Panic on Funkatron and the original. And there's a save point, so I can save on, like, level 30 and stuff like that. And
that shit used to be, like, Contra, right? Where it's, like, you get mad before you die, and it's, like, start over.
Yep.
There were no games where you turn your TV off and let your Sega stay on.
Fuck yeah. This! I'm no, done. Continue. I'm done.
But I had last night I had a blast for, like, a half an hour just jamming.
Oh, yeah.
Which, if anyone remembers it, is just a section that you press different buttons and Toe Jam and Earl dance and say stupid shit.
I think that they should really sue fucking, what was that shit, SpongeBob SquarePants, because fucking
Patrick is balls on.
It's just Earl.
I know.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Little palette swap, and that's it.
Like, we need a sidekick for SpongeBob.
Get Dauber from Coach in here. All right, anyway, Giant, what are you playing?
Three things. One, I finally, my lazy ass finally finished Dead Space 2, and I let Max Barracuda borrow it, so Xbox is definitely annoyed about it.
That's what I'm playing.
Yeah. And then
the game was awesome.
Two, I started the end was The Last of Us, and I gotta say, cinematically, it's like I'm not even playing a video game.
It's
like,
gorgeous.
It's a movie, and it's very, very story driven. And like I'm right in the beginning because the third game I'm playing really took up most of my week, but I can't wait to go through the whole story mode. That was a lot slower game. That's why I'm put that on the side, because the game I'm really playing this week is Deadpool, and it's the funniest game. And I love the character. They finally did Deadpool justice and something besides the comic. And he's hilarious the whole time. You get to interact with like different characters you never really interacted with in a Marvel game, like, you know, Domino and Cable.
Dude,
and
I couldn't spend $60 on it as much as I love Deadpool. Yeah.
And to be fair, Deadpool's been done really well in other Marvel games. Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Ultimate Alliance.
But I'm saying like the whole time it's like it's all
the
him.
Focus is on him.
Yeah, like there's so many points where like I was hysterically laughing. And there's a whole part where Cable comes in and he's telling you he's from the future and he's giving this whole breakdown of what's going on, and your inner monologue is like, he's so boring. And he's just like, I know, but pay attention. He's talking about like interesting stuff. He's like, I want a chimichanga. And then you look back at his face and his face is a chimichanga. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, Wade. And then he keeps calling, my favorite part is he keeps calling him
Wade.
No, he keeps calling him what's that called? Summers. He keeps calling him Summers the whole time. And right. It's just so funny because like he's such like a serious character. Everyone's so afraid of him. And Deadpool the whole time is calling him Summers, and he's trying to impress him. He's like, we used to be best friends on X-Force. So
well, yeah. Cable Deadpool was a really good book for a long time.
But there's tons, like, if you're a fan of the comic, there's tons of little Easter eggs, like, you know, of like, throwbacks of the comics. There's, again, with the movie, if you stay right in his beginning, in his apartment, you play on his computer, and he denies a friend request from Ryan.
Okay.
From, you know, like Ryan Reynolds.
Who played would have been movie. A good move before the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, Ryan, stop friend requesting me. No. He's like, and there's so many little Easter eggs. Like, that's a game that you play through, and then you're just going to be like, oh, let me play through it again because I laughed so hard, and you forget about a lot of little things.
Yeah. That's going to be a good, like, quick rental that I'm going to blow through in a weekend.
Not to coax this conversation, but didn't you say that you get to make choices, too, in the game?
No, yeah, you did. There's a lot of times where you get to either, like listen to what a person's saying or, like, be like, shoot him in the head. Or, like, it affects, the, like, what the outcome is of the story. Or, like oh.
Spider-Man Web of Shadows?
I never played that particular one.
You could either listen to the bad part, that'd be the symbiote, and, like, Wolverine needed help getting the symbiote off him, so you could either tear him in half. Well, I mean, it really didn't change the game much, but...
Well, and I imagine the moral choices in this one, you should probably go the opposite of your instincts, because you're Deadpool. So you should always do the kind of shit
you
did.
Well, that's right on what I would always do. Like, like that's why I like Deadpool so much, is because it's like everything he does in the games is great. And also, like, there's like, you do like little stealth kills, but when he creeps around like a total like cartoon character.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Like, the big high arms, and he's like really getting the knees high.
He's doing that Scooby Doo creeping.
And then when you assassinate a guy, it's so loud. It's like he takes his guns out, and he's like, hey, buddy, and he blows his head off and stuff like that. He jumps in front of him, he's like, what's up? Chops his head off. It's really funny. It's one of those upgrade games where like you got to buy upgrades for your weapons and your moves and shit, but it goes so fast because you get so many points. It's not like right off the bat, first level, I had the best gun in the game.
Right.
So it's not one of those games that makes you earn every like thing you get. Where you're like, oh, I need it so bad. So you're basically just sitting there enjoying playing it, and it moves very fast.
Does it have a decent amount of play time, or is it like 2 days, I'm done?
I've been taking my time with it. I'll beat a level like a day. Or maybe two levels a day, and I'm like almost done with the game. So if you just sat down and had a good session, you could probably beat it in like a day. Like it probably take like 5 to 7 hours. It depends on how much you want to like really delve into every little thing.
That's why I didn't get it.
Well, I got it. I'll let you guys all.
I know. I'm waiting for it.
That's what I've been playing. Well, what about you,
Fuzzy Peach?
I was playing Fallout Vegas, which is pretty dope and long winded. I was Forza. That's what I play. I'm fucking boring, man. I play racing game. One racing game. I play Duke Nukem. I know you guys all.
Do you play it
shit.
Online at all against anyone?
No.
No?
I'm just progressing through the computer. That's all I ever do.
Hey, doing
you can still progress?
I would be lying if I said I beat it because
that game's
I'm at the very end.
Unbeatable.
Yeah, I did one of those, fuck it. It's just not going to change. I
never do this, but that game I shut off.
Yeah.
I was like, 40 more quests. I can't fucking handle it anymore.
I did it like the first 3 times I played Wind Waker. I was like, I can't sail around finding these things anymore. I just can't do it.
Yeah, that got real tedious at the end.
Dude, once I got the maps and then I got Tingle to...
Decipher them?
Yeah, decipher them. And he's like, oh, now you got to find 7 different pieces. I was like, done.
Mass Effect 1 was just like that, where I just couldn't handle just going to all these different levels and worlds.
Oh,
and
I've already been
all the random planets?
Yeah, for like 3 seconds of communication, a few laser gun fights.
I was so happy when they did away with that, number 2.
Dude... In Wind Waker, I was somewhere, and then I get the map piece, and then I go back to that island, and then I go to Tingle, and he's like, go back to that island. And it's like when you go to Six Flags, like on or Universal, and like the third day you're there, you're like, you know what? I'm kind of tired of Men in Black. I'm
Final Fantasy has the only like is the only one that I'll allow to take me that way.
The grinding?
What?
The constant grinding?
Like... Oh, yeah.
Constant fighting enemies and to level up.
Going, yeah, in all different directions, all over the place. Or maybe like a Grand Theft Auto, which is coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
All right. So, Max, what are you playing?
Well, it was already stated for me, but I am about halfway through Dead Space 2.
Okay.
Plan on knocking that out this weekend. Don't know why I didn't pick it up earlier, because it's fucking sweet. I love that first one so much. And this one just
I think this
seamless.
One had so many good mini games into it. Like,
yeah. So far, so good.
Except opening doors, where the thing would spin around and you're trying to hack through the door.
Oh, I'm pretty good at that.
I don't know if you got to the point where like things are attacking
you
that you cannot kill.
You're like, come on, open the fucking door. Let me get the fuck out of here.
I'm trying to do that with guys coming after, that would be a pain in the ass.
The guy that doesn't die. Yeah.
Well, so far, it's, you know,
yeah.
Business as usual, and I like that. It's like I never turned off the first one, went right into the second one.
It's not
as scary as the first, in my opinion.
Well, because, again, you know what to expect a little bit.
I had that moment where I was playing Dead Space 2. All the lights were off in the house. There was no one home in the house. And all of a sudden, my girlfriend's dad came in, was just like, hey, and opened the door. And I did that, like, ah! You know, one of those. No! And, you know, he's like, what the hell? What's wrong with you? I'm like, I'm playing a video game. And, like, sounding like a complete bitch.
It's pretty intense. You should really watch it with me. Yeah. Stay in the room.
All right, anyway, that's what we're playing. I want to get into the discussion. All right, tonight's discussion, well, let's put it this way. For the last couple weeks and every video game podcast that I listen to, this one obviously being mine and everyone else's favorite, but I listen to the lesser podcasts, you know, and everybody's talking about the Xbox One and PS4, and rightfully so, because they're fucking awesome.
I like Painted Black.
That's not a video game podcast, and it's a lesser podcast, by the way.
It's way superior.
It's understandable that they're talking about this shit, but tonight I want to talk about the shit that kind of fell to the side, that it's coming out, that nobody's fucking talking about anymore. These things that came in with like a giant bang into the party, and then they just kind of exited out the back door without saying bye to anybody. Like, first one was the one that I was excited about. I know for a fact I played everybody the video of it, going, hey, everybody check this fucking thing out. Where's the Loom Room? How come I haven't seen anything about the Loom Room?
It was oddly missing from E3.
Do you think that's kind of like a concept more than it is like actual thinking?
No, no, because all these things I kind of researched for the podcast now.
Yeah.
And these are things I learned about. I think that, first off, for anyone who doesn't know what the Illuma Room is, it was a projector that goes behind your TV, or behind your couch rather, aimed at your TV, and it kind of does peripherals for your video game. Like, if you're playing Gears of War, it kind of knocks out bookcases and stuff that would take away from the room, and will add, like, little scurrying creatures and whatnot across it. And it works very well with the Kinects, where the Kinects can map out the room. So, and if it's snowing, then it'll be snowing in your room. And it also adds ambient lighting. Like, if the colors are predominantly, like, let's say Gears, it's predominantly red and gray and black, it will just kind of make those the colors of your room.
It adds a lot of ambiance.
Yeah, it's just basically like just an ambient.
No,
nobody knows how much it is. It hasn't came out yet, but I don't know why they haven't showed it.
Probably because none of the game makers have really did it.
It's too early.
If anyone saw the Philips ambient lighting TV.
From years that back. Went in, that was like 10 years
that
ago.
That also went in, it came and went, too. Like, no one liked it.
Nobody cared.
Right. But well, actually, in the description, in Microsoft's description, in the patent for this Illuma Room, they mention the Philips ambient lighting by name, which is bad to do whenever you bite off another project to mention the name in your patent. That's a guaranteed way to get sued. But...
Especially a failed project, too.
Right. But
the Philips thing took off for about a week. Nobody cared.
But that Illuma Room was dope. Looks amazing. I was super excited about
it. I think what's going to happen is you're going to have to wait a little bit after, say, Xbox One comes out, where they can hammer out with the developers what exactly the Kinect's going to be capable of detecting.
Well, there's a conference in Paris where Xbox, in April, this April 2013, where they're saying they're going to unveil more.
Right.
But I hope it works with the TV, you know? I hope that I can watch a movie, and because I always thought that ambient lighting TV was cool, but I don't know.
I'm sure it'll get there. Not initially. Absolutely not
first. Well, little things that they leaked out about it is that the projector actually has multi-functions, one of them being a high-res function where your entire wall, if you have a blank wall probably, will be the game, which would be sick. One of them where only high-res context images would show up, so like the little scurrying thing from Gears of War or something, that'd be the only thing.
I don't need tickers running around my right. Living
will
room.
It totally like enhance the effect of my pornography?
Watch your eyes.
I think there's gonna be a lot of tan.
Or am I gonna
and
see
pink.
Like little things scurrying on her choke?
there'll be a lot of tan and pink around your room. Yeah. If that's what you're thinking. But or there's the color saturation one that I'm excited about, which is like the whole total experience. Like if it's snowing and then all of a sudden you shoot somebody, there's gonna be a red blotch across your living room. And
that's
like,
yeah, that's what I want.
It's pretty cool. Hopefully it works with the TV. And
she's a squirter,
but I want to see it, you know. I want to see more about the Illuma Room.
I think at least it's Xbox only thing, right?
Yep.
I think Xbox
Microsoft only
Xbox had to, like, you know, they had to like defend themselves so much that perhaps they didn't bother with that because everyone had a big fucking hissy fit over.
Or maybe everybody had a problem with the peripherals, like the Kinects, so they didn't want to say, oh, guess what? We have another $300 item.
Yeah, let's call it what it is. Microsoft has, Xbox in particular, has enough on their plate right now that maybe they're saving some stuff for later. Xbox One's huge news. Let them bask in that for a little bit before we go introducing crazy peripherals.
All right, well, I just thought it was cool, and I would have liked to see it.
I would buy it. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I would buy it. I don't care if it's up to $400.
$400 is a bit much for that.
For an effect.
I think I would go $400.
I just go buy a PS4 at that point. Like, I could buy a whole system or ambiance.
I think I would go $400.
I would go PS4.
Anyway, next on the dais, the PS4 I. It was supposed to be a big part of the system. No,
this was very well played by Sony.
The eye, you know, the movement sensors that they have for PS3.
The Move.
Well, the new one, it's the Move, but the new one supposedly doesn't have the controller, so it's a lot like the Kinects. It's a little different for the fact that the only things that I've seen about it is that it's got two cameras, one that focuses on the player itself and one that focuses on the room, which is supposed to work better than the Kinects. And one feature that I just thought was kind of dope, it's they detect which controller you're holding on which side of the room. So if you're playing a multiplayer game.
They do that right now.
No.
Yeah, no. If you play like Call of Duty and you're doing split screen, if you switch rooms with your friends, it switch screens.
And that's the Kinect does that?
No. The fucking PS3 does that.
Oh, okay. Well, this was...
The thing is, nobody uses that fucking thing.
Yeah, so I don't
know. No, not with the motion controls. Literally with the regular controllers. Like if I play...
Go, with the six axis?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever...
You've never played a multiplayer game on it. But trust me.
Yeah, you and your girlfriend are big Little Big Planet fans, right?
That's not a split screen game.
Right, you're right.
But I played a split screen game with my friends before. Well, other friends than you guys. But like... It switches. If you go to another side,
you don't know them.
That's one of those features that's so obvious that it's beautiful. That's great. I love that.
Well, I mean,
I was excited 10 years ago.
I was excited about it when I heard it.
I don't want
to, but they set it to the movements also, not just the controller, but just the players, which I don't think the Kinects could do.
I'm not trying to disrespect PS3, but like Xbox didn't expect you to play a whole bunch of games with another friend in the room. They're like, our online's sick. Well, PS3's like, yo, you can play any split screens you want, man.
Just don't you kind of miss the split screen thing a little bit?
I miss just like
friends in the room, LAN parties.
I miss the whole game type. We could pick a specific game type. We didn't care about points or upgrading more than I really cared about. Oh, my friends are right next to me. Like I did like that, but again, I liked the fact that also play a custom game type. And no one cares about like points or getting upgraded.
When the LAN parties came out, that's when I really enjoyed it. But like GoldenEye and stuff, it was half playing and half smacking each other in the face for looking at each other's screen.
I got tired of the split screen part where it's just like, yo, this guy's just taking up the rest of my screen. I just can't see everything. Like, you know, because you're concentrating on them, concentrating on yourself, and you have fucking 50%
of your
vision.
Well, I'd be playing with my brother, and he was just too cheap to buy an Xbox. And so TVs
were a lot smaller and blurrier back during those LAN parties
in the early 2000s and whatnot,
but if you were good and you were playing online, then you could use that as another set of eyes.
I remember GoldenEye, we had to like look at the ground because like everyone ever looked up, everyone knew exactly where you were.
We all looked at our feet.
The Halo parties always ended up with someone wanted to choke someone out.
I remember we had to put the screen in front of the two couches because everyone would be like, "Yo, you're looking, you're peeping."
Well, anyway, man, that PSI.
Yeah, the cool thing I heard was that it was well played by Sony in that they originally were going to package the whole Move thing with the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Xbox announcement happened. They wisely waited, saw people reacted to the Kinect, and were like, nope, we're going to drop that. It's still there. It's optional. We're just, you know, it's $100 extra if you want it.
No, okay, so they were like walking up to the E3 like, hey, guys, guess what we got? And they're like, well, nobody cares. They're coming out with Kinects on Xbox One, and it fucking sucks. All right, what did you get? They're like,
we're going back to the car for a minute.
I brought Doritos.
Exactly. It was just a smart move by them to wait.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think too. I think that it's definitely going to come out, and I think that there are going to be a lot of integral parts to the PS4 that are going to work really well with it. I think it's probably much more fleshed out.
This whole motion gaming thing is just kind of a fad right now. It may be innovation, it may be the future, but I think it's wise of them to wait, not force it down your throat, give you the option. If they come out with cool shit, I'll pick one
up. It's not even a fad right now. Nobody really likes it anymore.
I thought video gaming was a fad from the developers. Sitting on the couch being lazy with a controller, God, like, I miss Wii, that. And just like wiggling your hand.
With the only motion game that like anyone really likes is that dance one, like where you're like a whole group dancing together.
Dance Central.
That's the only one that
everyone
really,
they have.
It's a game I've never seen played in front of me. Ever.
I haven't.
Was that Comic-Con? They had a huge stage where people were playing it.
Yeah, and I didn't care.
All Asian?
I'm not saying, but yeah, people. That's like the only really Kinect game that anyone really likes.
And there is a game coming out on Kinects that I'm gonna enjoy the shit out of, but I'll bring that up a little later. Anyway, going on to Nintendo. Nintendo had the Vitality Display. Does anyone remember that Vitality Sensor? It came out.
Damn, E3. You're overweight. You can't play.
It was pretty much that.
You're not vital.
No, that was the Wii Motion Board.
You've been raised the body.
No, it was announced at E3 2009, and it was like this finger cuff thing that kind of replaced your nunchuck. No, it sounds like a children's toy, the finger cuff. But
Kevin Smith finger cuffs?
Yeah.
Right.
It was in Chasing Amy.
Are we doing a movie podcast?
Whatever. All right. Now go on.
So it's a little finger sensor.
Finger band.
Yeah.
Like your heart, because it got your heart rate?
Yeah. That's exactly what it did. It got your heart rate, but it also used other electrical impulses from your body as well, and it figured out different things, whether you were nervous and that, this and that. And
your
supposedly,
it's all going
to heart. I'm kind of freaked out by all these devices knowing a little bit too much about what's going on.
You will suffer a stroke.
You have to pee.
Hope you like strokes.
The Kinect can read my brain, tell me if I'm like got high blood pressure. Well, now the Wii U is going to be telling him if I'm nervous about something.
Well, this thing was initially,
this is all Rise of the Machines bullshit.
Initially, it's supposed
to
have like two different spectrums, where one, it could tell if you were excited in like a horror game or something.
I got a boner.
And like, yeah, exactly. And like, right, it was a boner machine.
Yeah. Leisure Suit Larry game right. Is now.
I was not going to. I wanted to bring that up so bad.
How are they going to institute it, like, as far as a game goes? Like,
well, that's the thing. They also wanted to go the other way at the conference that came out in 2009 and said they wanted video games to become more relaxing. Which, you know, people come home and they relax instead of just being excitable. They said that you have a hard day at work, you're excited all day, and then you come home and you get the shit scared out of you, or you get irritated.
And that's
with
why I play the fucking game.
Who's just like, I am not relaxed playing this video game.
They even went so far to say that they were going to try and help you go to sleep with this thing.
Please attach cock ring into controller slot A.
I mean, that's real relaxed. But no, I mean, all it really does is take your blood pressure. It's obviously, it tells if you're like nervous on your heart rate. If your heart rate goes up, obviously it's like, oh, this guy must be nervous or excited. Like,
well, I mean,
It's about as technological as one of those fucking things in the supermarket that takes your fucking blood pressure.
Well, whatever. This year, after everody jokingly kept on asking through the years where it was, Nintendo came out and said, look, it's just, we can't find any reason why it would be cool. Like, it's just not going to help. People aren't going to fall asleep. I mean, kudos to Nintendo for trying all this shit, like Big Brain Academy and like all this stupid shit that like...
Those games are kind of fun.
They're all right.
They were
they're
so
good times.
They're meant to do something. Even Wii Fit was the first real fitness try.
Apparently, Nintendo does not like fat people.
No.
Yet their mascot's a little fat guy.
Yeah.
A little Italian fat guy.
But anyway, they came out this year, and kind of as a jab at the Kinects, I feel, they said, look, the main reason we didn't come out for it without the fact that we couldn't really find any great applications is that it didn't work for one person out of 100. And even if something, 90 people out of 100, but even if it was 99 people out of 100, we still wouldn't come out with it, because who the hell wants a motion sensor thing that's not going to work for everyone? And it was kind of understood that they were talking about the Kinects. Which is good.
Good.
Because the Kinect,
yeah, because Nintendo right wisely realized nobody really gives a shit about these features.
Mm-hmm. But all right, they did jab at Xbox, but they were like, guys, you know what people want? A gigantic
control
DS.
Right.
A huge DS.
People love the iPad, so let's just limit it to only the system.
I had no idea that was the real new system. I thought that was just an add-on.
Yeah,
I thought it was too. I think you can listen to this podcast when it first came out, like months ago, when we thought that was the deal.
Yeah. It's like, I don't like X. What was it? Wii's new handheld.
Yeah. Anyway, another big project that I talked to you guys about, and this is the last project I'm going to bring up, but I remember running in and making you guys all watch a video again because I was super excited. Who remembers that kid, Milo?
I still don't. I remember you made me watch the video that had to do with the Kinect.
Right? Yeah, the kid that lives
like
in your
mascot,
Kinect?
More or less, where he's like that little paperclip that jumps on Microsoft, Windows. Like,
no, he was a kid. He was a flesh bug kid.
No, but I'm saying, like, he like tells you like what's up,
bonsai buddies, buddy.
Yeah, bonsai buddy, like that.
No, he was talking and he was interacting and he remembers stuff from your past. If I said, "Hey, it's my mother's birthday next week," then a year later they would be like, this kid would be like, "Hey, your mother's birthday is coming up, right?" And go check out the video on YouTube, everyone. So Milo was going to be incredible.
He's a creepy little kid.
He's going to have some nasty things like, "This is the celebration of your father's death."
Like, maybe. But it could definitely read. The whole project was to be able to have a character read the emotions in your voice. Like, he
freaks
would,
me out.
He would know if you were wrong or upset stuff like that.
You didn't say the magic word.
Last thing I need is a little computerized boy going, "You're drinking too much again."
No. But it was pretty dope. At one part during the demo, this woman draws a fish, and he goes, "Oh, did you draw something? Let me see it." And you put it up to the Kinect, and the kid pulls it down, and it's that painting.
That's a piece of
that
shit.
The woman just drew.
The last thing
you
I
have
need,
no
pulls out his digital dick and pisses on.
The last thing I need is like someone I care about walking in, seeing me talk to the TV, and the TV being like, "Oh, that's a good picture you drew." Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, "What are you doing?" It's like
Mario Paint.
Well, they would know the deal with that.
I need real friends.
I was excited
I'm
about
so
it.
I'm so lonely.
Maybe that like really got you, but that I was completely unexcited about that.
Well, the headline, the head studios at the time, Peter Monolou, tried selling it and tried selling it to Microsoft. Microsoft didn't bite. So now it's
Kinect. It's the wave of the future.
But now the new thing that people don't know is that the new Fable the Journey, which is a Kinect game, constitutes all that shit, and it's supposed to be amazing. It's supposed to be the best Kinect game ever to come out. People can read your facial expressions in it, and you actually kind of bounce your shoulders around to walk down the path, and it's actually supposed to be a pretty incredible game.
Again,
you do magic.
Can I still
you
play
do
it with
a
regular
rights?
Controller?
Well, that first Fable game, everyone loved so much that they sat through the second two, which everyone kept saying it wasn't that very good.
Right, that's exactly what
so
happened.
So hopefully they really man up and give you a good fourth one.
Well, this one, they're saying, that the demo's out now. I downloaded the demo. Unfortunately, I didn't play it yet.
As
excited as I am.
Like a bunch of fools.
But they said that there are sword fights and magic and all that regular Fable stuff, but I don't know. I'm going to get it now that I found out that the Milo technology is being used for it. Just to check it out.
It's interesting, but it's going to take a lot for me to forgive Fable 3.
It's got nothing to do with Fable. It's just like a tack on, kind of like they did with the Metal Gear originally.
All right, man. So that was pretty good news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that was it. Right now, we're going to go into a test.
Pop quiz, Hotshot. Not the meanest. And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bison's ass so hard that the next Bison wannabe is going to feel it.
Quiz time.
All right, so here's the deal. I wasn't planning on doing a test this week because we've been doing these shorty little episodes. But then talking about all this shit that never like kind of fell to the wayward, I got the idea to do a test of characters that fell to the wayward. I didn't write anything down because traditionally this is a new test I'm trying to do, because traditionally I write shit down and it's rigid, and if you guys don't get it, then that's that. So what I did was I took 7 pictures for myself, kind of like Pictionary, of these forgotten guys off their Wikipedia page, and I'm just going to kind of describe them to you, and the first one to get it gets the point.
All right.
All right?
Okay.
And we're going to keep on going until somebody gets it, rather than just that awkward silence that we used to get when nobody knew what the fuck I was talking about.
Okay.
All right?
Bomberman.
Homer Simpson.
These are not forgotten characters. These are beloved by all that are still relevant.
Bomberman?
Yeah, Bomberman's still coming. Coming out.
He's still downloadable.
All right, well, you'll know what I'm talking about when you hear these characters, all right?
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Character one. He wore a white shirt with a large red exclamation point.
Got it.
Max Barracuda.
Bubsy?
Bubsy the Cat.
He was came out with a lot of those games.
Bubsy was a bobcat.
Sponsored by Nerf.
I thought he was a regular cat. Didn't they have yarn and shit?
No. Yep. Well, he was a bobcat.
You collected yarn. Who knows what the fuck cat he was supposed to be?
I thought he was a regular house cat because he looked like with yarn. Like, you had to collect balls upon balls of yarn.
He
was a
house cat. Like, yeah. He was pretty notable. He had a very failed cartoon pilot that nobody watched in 1993.
He could glide really well.
He could glide for no reason whatsoever. And people thought he was a clone of Super Mario 64 when he came out.
That was pre-64.
Way pre-64.
I had that game on SNES.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, no. The 3D game. Sorry, the Bubsy 3D when it came out was pretty much a clone of the Mario game.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
Next.
Point to Max.
Barracuda.
All right. Number two. The name of... He was an animal, and the name of the animal is cleverly hidden in the character's name.
Spyro the Dragon?
That's not cleverly... It's not going to be the... It's not going to be like Sonic the Hedgehog. It was more clever than that. Good guess, though. He also wore all red. He had his latest game was a Game Boy Advance game. He had a circus motif.
Oh, I'll make a guess.
Go ahead. We're just shooting out guesses, bro.
Arrow the Acrobat.
There you go. Arrow the Acrobat. Anyone remember him?
No. Acro.
I was like Echo the Dolphin.
Now Acro Bat. Remember that?
He was a bat.
Oh, I remember.
He was
very
a bat.
Clever.
Spyro the Dragon sounded cool.
That doesn't work.
Cleverly hidden.
Right.
I think it's clever.
Okay, this guy was a his main weapon was a boomerang, double boomerangs.
Double boomerang.
Double boomerang.
Across the sky.
Whoa, double boomerang.
I wouldn't even recognize this guy. I was looking up old dudes.
Oh, that's promising.
Is there any more clues than just double boomerang? Link.
No, well, he's Australian based.
I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a kangaroo?
It was kind of a Crash Bandicoot ripoff, if anyone remembered.
The Dunkaroos guy?
He looks a lot like the Dunkaroos guy.
I have nothing.
I don't think anyone's going to get
it. It's messed up. I know the game. I just don't know the name of it.
Ty the Tasmanian Tiger? I'll show you a picture of him.
Yeah.
You guys will remember him.
No, I'm lying. I don't know who the
Nobody remembers him?
He has the cloud hair, bro.
Like, he was like a replacement for Crash Bandicoot.
He looks like
there is no replacement for Crash Bandicoot.
He looks like a side games. Character Arriba. From Jack and Daxter or something.
He had three games.
Abunaka.
Okay, no points for anyone. Okay, this next one I wish they would come up with a reboot. Originally he was he's like the original Wally, where he was a trash robot. Giant Shark.
Gyromite?
Who
fuck? That was the game I was going
to... Gyromite?
That was going to the game Gyromite. I was going to bring up for the later segment.
I don't remember how Gyromite
It was
all.
A fucking robot. It looked just like Wally.
And you needed
the
robot
to play.
I used to play with two controls.
Oh, that dude?
Yo,
Good one. But no, I guess there's...
Apparently Nintendo thought it was going to be awesome because they made a full robot.
Oh my god. I don't think he had anything to do with
he would
hold the trash, though.
I don't know. You said robot that, like, and I knew it went by the wayside. It never came out in another game.
Anyway. Oh, no. All right. He was fully green. I think he had two games. He was a Sega Genesis character.
Little Genesis robot with green? Mm-hmm. I'm just picturing the Android logo.
It was one of the first, like, 3D kind of rendering games that I remember, kind of like the if anyone remembers, the Clay Fighter. It wasn't just cell animation or whatever. It was... They did
polygons.
Their best. Yeah, pretty much. They did their best.
Bug on Sega Saturn?
He could morph into other cool things.
Boy and his blob?
No one, huh?
No.
This one I thought everyone would get.
Let's see him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Vector Man.
Vector Man, brothers?
I didn't know he had anything to do with garbage.
Yeah, exactly.
That was his whole deal. He worked at the dump or whatever.
Green guy spun around like a tornado and
you
shot
said
lasers.
Wally, and I just thought cute robot.
That's what I was trying to picture.
And I literally gave you Wally.
I know you did. No, you did. That's, yeah. Yeah. Pixar knows Nintendo owes Nintendo some money.
Vector Man was a little bit of a rip off of Bob.
B.O.B. Mm-hmm. Yeah, B.O.B. was excellent.
I've got the magic.
That was going to be my coming out of the closet game because Vector Man.
He put Gyromite out there. That was my coming out of the closet one.
Okay. We got to come out with a new one.
I'm still using it.
I'm still using Bob.
Let's go for it.
No, I won't. Okay, the next one is a duo. I always talk about how I hope they get a new game.
Dig Dug?
Bad Dudes.
Is Dig Dug two people now?
Wasn't it like two
Dig Dug was one dude. You're thinking Ice Climbers.
No.
Double Dragon.
They were by far the funkiest motherfuckers ever.
Toe Jam and Earl.
Okay.
The room gets up.
Points all. Points all.
Points all around.
They were the best, man. I don't know what happened to them. I actually snatched
all
up.
All you had to do was say funk.
Right. I actually snatch up anything on eBay. I do maybe a yearly search on eBay and Etsy and snatch up anything. Toe Jam and Earl t-shirts or anything that people make. So if you want to make some quick cash, throw some Toe Jam and Earl shit, whatever it is, on Etsy. I'll buy it.
If they had little Toe Jam and Earl, these little figures, bro, I'd buy like 18 sets of them, bro. Like, I love them.
Okay, this one, I already talked about it. It's getting a revival for whatever God knows reason. But it did fall to the wayside. It should have stayed there. It's an aquatic adventure.
Echo the Dolphin?
Lip got that first.
Are we not raising hands anymore?
I don't think we've been doing that.
All right, yeah.
I said that before.
Yeah, we. What was the name of that game?
The Fuzzy Peach?
No, the new game.
Faded Peach?
Faded Peach.
Faded Peach.
Whatever. The Blurry Kiwi, whatever.
I don't. Rotten what tomato. Was the name
the
of
the Soft Banana?
The Soft Banana.
I'm ethnic. You can call it the Platypus.
We call you Flaccid Banana here.
Okay, and the last one was meant to be a mascot for the 3DO. He wore a James Bond tux. He was indeed an animal.
Oh,
James
my God.
Pond?
No. Good guess, though. Maybe cold-blooded animal.
Which is a fact.
I believe Tadpoles are
cold-blooded. I that wasn't meant to contradict James Pond. That was just,
I was
going to
say
another
Gex
hint.
The Gecko.
There you go, Gex.
Gex.
Gex. Damn.
That guy was 3DO?
Yeah.
And then went to PlayStation.
Yeah,
then I remember
he went to PlayStation, then Sega Saturn,
Gex was
and
voiced
PC.
By one of my favorite comedians, former Simpsons writer Dana Gould.
I have no idea who that is.
Easter egg.
Am I
okay.
in the lead?
So at the end, Max and the Peach is tied.
Up tap.
Do you have a bonus question?
I don't. So the only loser is you.
Yeah. At least Toe Jam and Earl kept me from getting blanked.
Like I said, I just wanted to throw out some old school games. I didn't really think this one that much through. I just didn't want to write anything rigid. Anyway.
That was fun.
The next one. Next segment is going to be a new segment we're introducing. Max has history. I have everything else. Giant Shot is getting his own segment. Hopefully. We're going to see if it works out.
All right. My new segment, I have two of them, but the first one's RPG.
Not yet, you don't.
All right. Well, today I do.
This is our demo version.
This is the demo. I'm basically just going to give you a scenario, and I'm going to want your reaction to the scenario, what you would do if you were the character.
So what's the segment called?
RPG.
Nice.
It's a role-playing game, I guess.
I get it.
All right. Well, kudos to Dan for coming up with it. I had no name for the title, and he's like, RPG. I was like, that's good. all right, so the first scenario is you're Mario. You're in the Mushroom Kingdom. You just smash a bunch of bricks with your head, and a star comes out. What happens next? Peach?
Peach is going to eat the star. And like I said before, I'm going to piss on the fucking little turtles and the little mushrooms. And
oh, I don't like the way the segment's going already.
All right. So well, you finish.
And I'm going to win the game.
All right. So Peach is going to get over here. He's going to get a little vile.
He's going to pee on turtles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cockfuck the turtles.
He's
going to
cockfuck turtles.
I don't know any other way to do it, but that's okay.
All right.
I can
swordfuck
the turtles.
All right. I guess I take the star, save it for later, get to Bowser's castle, then just throw it at his feet and be like, your move, bro. Pick up
A little disrespect.
I like it. You're going to need this, bro. Yeah.
Bring it.
I brought you a gift, Bowser.
You're going to need every bit of it.
All right, Rise.
I would grab it and proceed to go ape shit like Mario normally does. Yeah. Right?
All right. Well, I would actually grab it. I'd grind it up. I'd snort it. And then I'd, you know.
It would probably last much longer.
Yeah, like, bro. It'd hit me much quicker.
Right. Get straight into the blood.
Yeah.
I'd eat a mushroom.
I called my boy Luigi.
It's called cocaine, dude.
Yeah.
This exists.
I called my boy Luigi. He's got a flower we're going to smoke. And, you know, we would probably just forget about the whole lizard thing.
He's team green.
Whatever happened to Peach, man?
All right. Okay, the second scenario here is your little Mac. It's a week before you fight with Glass Joe. And your trainer comes in and says, let's go for a run, champ. What happens next?
Where are my steroids?
For Glass Joe?
For Glass Joe?
I'm going to turn him into a bit more than a piece of glass.
All right.
He's going to be steroid Joe.
I fucking take
fuck up Purple Popinski.
Soda Popinski.
Purple Popinski.
Vodka Drunkinski outside of America.
Max.
Yeah, I take a nap.
Yeah?
Yeah, you don't need to worry about Glass Joe.
All right,
fucking so, my nephew could beat Glass Joe.
Total disrespect, no training. All right, training. You might get Buster Douglas, though. You might just get the mean knockout from Glass Joe.
I'm willing to take that chance.
I would introduce a new training. I'd start Anderson Silva in him. Like, just like, out of the way. You know?
All right, I would basically call up a bookie, and we would definitely bet on Glass Joe.
Oh, we're doing the... Okay, we're doing the old... The old South Park Satan versus
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah. Fucking Little Mac be cleaning up, and there's no reason to go fight Soda Pop Pacinski because nice. Glass Joe's making bank. I'm nice. Sorry, Little Mac's making bank.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Scenario three. You're Carmine from Gears of War. You just got a fresh suit of armor. You got a brand new Lancer, and things are going good until Marcus Fenix shows up with a bunch of buddies who keep whispering, Groundwalkers. What happens next?
Slam a beer? I don't know. That's my answer to everything. Slam a beer.
Slamming beers.
I strangled your dog.
It's annoying. Pissing the ass.
It's not my dog.
Anyway.
I fucking shoot Marcus in the knee and run.
Yeah?
That's
yeah.
racist.
Well, I would take my shit off and go home. It depends on what Carmine I was. Am I Carmine C? Because I know what happened.
You're just
A&B.
A Carmine. Not the one who lived. You're just another one. A different one.
Well, I mean, if I'm one of the Carmine brothers, then I already know what happened to Anthony and B. Carmine. I drop my shit and I go home. I fake being gay and leave.
I put on some Locust makeup and I just start whispering Groundwalkers as well.
I'd tell that dog Layla to shut the fuck up.
All right, stop mentioning the dog. Right,
yeah.
All right, fourth scenario. You're Chris Redfield. You're in a mansion outside of Raccoon City. The chopper just left you. You gave your gun to Jill. Barry's useless and Wesker keeps giggling to himself. What happens next?
I'd try to get into Jill's pants.
All Is right. that what we're doing?
Well, there's a whole mansion of baddies trying to get you.
I mean, I could multitask.
All right. Max?
I'd take my chances outside. I know how things are going down in this mansion.
The second something locked, I would definitely be like, wait a second. And I have to concur that I would take my chances outside in Resident Evil.
So there's fucking tyrants in here, and I got a knife.
This is nuts.
There is no scorecard, but that being the correct answer, the first time I encountered a dog and killed it, would walk right out the front door and be like, it's not that big of a deal, guys. I just met someone in the hallway.
Yeah, exactly. They jumped through the window. I handled it.
Not a usual.
They're not 8 feet tall. They don't have giant claws.
Now, there's a hunter that's in the backyard that's absolutely insane.
I just saw this basilic-like giant snake rolling around the thing. I don't know if the Chamber of Secrets is here or what's up, but I'm going outside.
Yeah, I got a red herb, no green ones,
right.
And a knife and a gun with three bullets.
Right.
All right, and finally, the last scenario of the week. You're Link. You wake up on a dark and stormy night, and your uncle has left you a note saying that he's gone to defend the castle of Hyrule. What do you do next?
Crumple up the note and move on with my life.
I go get some of that magic milk that they got in Zelda. Makes you feel real good and just chill. Uncle's good. He'll handle himself.
For real, I go help out my uncle. Are you guys nuts?
Yeah.
I would go try to...
That's the trouble.
I would go try to find my uncle. And when I found him dead in the sewer with no enemies around him, I'd be very bummed that he was my uncle. I would then try to beat everybody to defend the Link name.
Okay.
Bitch slap a Goron.
Yeah, right? All right, so that's that little segment. We're just trying that out. And I have another one that I just thought up on the train ride home. And I have five game titles that, if they were named differently, what they would have been like.
Okay.
I have one. I have one. It's Mario Brothers. Instead of being Mario Brothers, if they just balled around Super Goldberg Brothers, like what would that have been like?
Oh, no.
It would be the same thing as Mario Brothers, where you're running around trying to grab a bunch of coins.
No.
It's anti-Semitism by the Peach. I picture Bill Goldberg, the wrestler, wrecking shit. Just giving like a... What the fuck was his move?
The spear? Or the jackhammer?
The jackhammer to Bowser.
Mm-hmm. Breaks his neck. I would be happy that they have a legitimate last name rather than Mario Mario and Luigi Mario.
All right. Rise? Oh, that was it?
That was it.
All right. I would start a Goldberg Brothers bank and then systematically take over the fucking Koopa Kingdom
plot by plot
until I eventually freed Peach.
Put on signs on the castles. I'm sorry. Your princess is not here because I've
sure Koopa. I'll give you all the loans. I'll give you all the loans you want, Koopa, for all the Goombas you need. All
right, yeah, as many golden scepters as you need, Chief.
Yeah, time to collect though. All right, number two. Instead of cruising USA, cruising Tijuana.
I mean, load up the trunk with some drugs and fucking ride on, man.
Yeah, right.
Get to the end of the board. Get to the border.
I'm just right away on my burro.
You're dodging burros everywhere.
I would have to hit the El Camino, by far the most useful in cruising Tijuana.
The El Camino?
Mm-hmm. I figured it would be like kind of like the Flintstones. It would just be repetitive backgrounds over and over again of like little shanties and burros.
Right, but it would still...
But you got six shocks on that thing.
No, I'm saying that would be mine.
Okay.
Like it would just be like repetitive backgrounds over and over again of just the same thing. And like in the backgrounds you see like all types of illegal things going on. All right.
That looks like a peyote plant.
So I'm not going very racist so far.
Yeah, this is getting crazy.
All right. Number three is Link Back to the Future instead of to the past.
That's so much better.
I don't even fucking know, man. I mean, be like, yo, don't have sex with your grandmother because you're going to be your own grandfather.
Okay.
I think you're confusing that with Futurama.
Yes. And the stupids. Yeah.
You know Marty McFly didn't fuck his grandma, right?
Right.
No, that's what the son almost did.
Yeah.
Almost.
All right.
Wait, what?
Marty almost banged his mom.
Right. No, there was no chance that he was having sex with his mom.
She was trying to get him.
She was trying,
She was going for it.
It's consensual, people. She wasn't.
That was not consensual because Marty definitely.
But that's what I'm saying.
And then later in the movie, Biff just straight up tries to rape her.
Right.
Right, and they keep him around.
This
house.
Is Link. So if you went back to the future instead of back to the past.
Use the Triforce to fuel the DeLorean to go back in time. Get a sports almanac and rule Hyrule.
1.1 gigawatts.
Yeah, Master Sword. We're going, we don't need a Master Sword.
I would like to see him go into the future and Tingle's got like this this gambling empire.
me personally, I guess it would be like kind of like any Link game. You have no idea where you are in the fucking world timeline-wise. You're just like Back to the Future, Back to the Past, whatever.
To be fair, you probably couldn't even tell the difference.
Yeah.
I'm old, I don't know.
Get out of the DeLorean, like, God damn it, Twilight Princess.
Right. I look the same in everything.
I would go to future self and be like, look, Ganon's definitely going to show up.
Right.
His weakness is anything that you collect around this world, all right?
You're going to think you're prepared. I'm going to let you know that's going to be halfway through the game.
All right, we've all enjoyed Virtua Fighter. Reality Fighter instead of Virtual Fighter.
Let's go outside and do this right now.
Mm-hmm. I guess it'd be like a Kinect game, but Lippy, anything?
I'd imagine you get mad winded fast.
Yeah. Reality Fighter.
It's you start leaning on stuff like
smoke butts in between rounds and fucking.
Mm-hmm. It's where you get to sucker punch people from the sideline. You're not involved directly in the fight, and you run off. You hit a guy, and you're like world star.
The first rule of Reality Fighter is we don't talk about Reality Fighter.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then my last one for tonight, and actually when I wrote it as a joke, but I kind of thought of all the characters, and it would be kind of awesome. Instead of Marvel vs. Capcom, Image versus EA.
Done, yeah. In.
Like, so you got... Like
football players
versus... No, EA does Dead Space.
Oh.
They do Mass Effect. They do...
That would just be a
Dragon
better
Age.
Game. I mean,
like superheroes versus people with guns.
Yeah, but like the characters would be pretty cool. I wrote it as a joke, be like a lesser Marvel vs. Capcom, but I was like, when I wrote that, I was like... You know, there'd be a lot of cool image. Like even the Savage Dragon would be kind of cool.
I'd set myself
in the game,
up as Spawn and, you know, fight a little Commander Shepard or something.
Yeah, so...
Is Toxic Avenger, like, rolled into that group?
He's trauma.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm just trying that little game out. I mean, like, we got a little racist there, but that was my fault, because I said, you know, I said Goldberg and Tijuana.
That's all right. We're just trying out new segments.
All right. So on to the next one, Dan.
On to one of the older segments that I still love, and that's Fantasy Glitch.
Glitch!
Max, you want to kick it off?
Sure. Well, you mentioned Deadpool earlier, and I also heard that Telltale Games, created the Walking Dead game, was doing Fables, which is a comic book still going. That's one of my favorites. I want more obscure comic book games. Not, we've all played Spider-Man
Savage
a thousand
Dragon.
Times. Yeah, but like decent ones made by Telltale or made by, you know,
you know what would actually caliber. Be a good Telltale game, like the way it played? The Max.
The Max would
Hell
be an
yeah.
interesting
That would
one.
Be a fucking cool one.
I was thinking Preacher.
Preacher, as far as the video game goes, a lot of that comic had no action.
Telltale version, like Walking Dead.
Yeah, you're right. Like Telltale version of that would be cool with a lot of different talking and scenarios.
Yeah, that's how they're doing Fable, which isn't a big action piece. You know, it's more mystery based. Yeah, I think that game's going to be great. I do, you know, or even like I want to see stuff from familiar properties that haven't ever been touched in a new and exciting way. I was thinking a Breaking Bad Telltale game. Fuck yes.
Weeds.
No,
not so much.
What about Breaking, like we saw online on YouTube, Breaking Bad Lego.
Breaking Bad Lego would be hot. I'm into it. Sons of Anarchy by Telltale.
It'd be kind of cool if all those AMC and FX shows would get the ones that deserved it, like we get a game. Because The Walking Dead got a game that kind of got shipped out real quick. It wasn't that good.
It was a cash grab. I'm talking like if you gave it to a studio that took their time with it and actually tried to make something interesting. Something different. Maybe conversation-based, puzzle-based.
See, Breaking Bad would be the best version of that because there's not a lot of action. Breaking Bad's a lot of talking, a lot of decision-making,
mm-hmm.
and like a lot of like high-tense situations.
Negotiate your way out of a conversation with Tuco.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like, yo, calm down Gus.
Calm down Gus. Figure out how to take out Gus. Something like that. That'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be cool, man. All right, so Peach?
Game?
Yeah, what are you rolling on?
Your fantasy glitch.
Yeah, fantasy glitch.
Like a game that, I don't know, Calvin and Hobbes.
You just want to see Calvin Hobbes game?
Oh, dude, yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that. I actually know so much about Calvin and Hobbes and why they didn't have a game or a TV show or anything.
Bill Watterson didn't want to sell out.
Bill Watterson is absolutely a genius and insane.
He's a nut job.
Bill Watterson is the author of Calvin and Hobbes, for people who don't know that. Calvin and Hobbes being a comic strip that simplifies very complex adult issues to an understanding of little kids.
Spaceman Spiff, the game.
He won't do it. He won't do anything.
That's why it's a fantasy glitch.
I know. Well, that's everybody's fantasy glitch.
What about
glitch.
Calvin Ball? You know?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Calvin Ball would be... You couldn't make that a game.
You know what you do? You make the game like the old school Simpsons games, like Virtual Bart, where you have all the mini games of the different worlds that he jumps into.
Bart's Nightmare.
And it's all... Yeah, it's all just different imaginations.
Tracer Bullet,
your
which
dinosaur
was my favorite.
I
really think that I don't know why he didn't want to market his creation because he could
to tell
have
you truth,
everything.
To tell you the truth, it's because of Garfield. It's because the guy...
Stupid things in the windows?
The guy who did Garfield, Jim Davis, yeah. didn't actually have a lot to do with writing the cartoon show. And Jim Davis didn't really like... I mean, he kind of went with the flow a little bit more.
But to be fair, Garfield sucks in every form.
It was all right.
He doesn't suck. He's not special.
I liked the show, too, when I was a kid. But
Garfield
at the same
friends.
Time...
Say, oh,
at the same time...
Oh, that cat hates my
What
day.
People don't realize is that Garfield... Calvin and Hobbes is one of the comic strips that really... Bill Watterson's one of my heroes because it shaped little kids' minds to
the fantasy world of little kids.
It also brought very complex issues to little kids in a way they could understand, and it expanded a lot. He used a lot of advanced vocabulary in ways that a little kid could figure out what that word meant without going to the dictionary. And it really... sorry. It really was an art. That comic strip really was an art.
That dude could draw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As an artist, I grew up admiring his... When he would do Spaceman,
I admired the storytelling.
When he would do the dinosaur stuff,
oh
god, he would go full on with that.
I mean, there were adult jokes in it, just like in the new shows like Shrek and stuff that I didn't really get when I was until I was older. But it did definitely introduce me to a lot of older concepts. More notably, the one where where the bird died, or whenever Calvin and Hobbes had a serious moment about how humans are killing the earth.
You see, I never realized that he didn't like market his creation that much. Because I always see like the
Calvin pissing on it.
Yeah, the decals. I always figured that. His. Well, was it Peachy over here just told me that? Fucking, that was like it's independent people making those things.
It is. He actually is quoted as saying, "I never realized how marketable him book. Pissing." Yeah.
No, like literally, like that could be marketed into everything: shirts, like pajama pants, a video game, TV. No doubt that could be a Comedy Central TV show, easy, or like
he'll never do it. Maybe his kids might do it, but I also know that the guy just really believes in his artwork. He actually he never signs autographs, but he used to go into his local bookselling store and just sign an edition and then just stick it back on the shelves. Until people got wise to it, and he saw one on eBay, and now he'll never sign another autograph.
I wrote to him and got back like a form letter.
Stop writing me.
Yeah, he's very secretive. Anyway, that's a great one. I didn't mean to go too far into Calvin and Hobbes, but I do love it.
You know what? We got off a little track, but it was a good getting off track. Yep. Like that's a topic that's not really talked about.
Guys like him and Shel Silverstein, who did Light in the Attic and stuff, really introduced, and to a lesser extent. But more notable, Dr. Seuss really do service to us.
Sorry, one humanity. More game?
Anyway.
Duckman, the game.
Duckman would be awesome. I kind of have a weak fantasy glitch. I'm not that strong about it, but there's a lot of shit talking in the video games, and I think that now the Xbox Live's kind of like Big Brother, where like it's got so many like things that know what's going on. Mm-hmm. It should... If you're playing an Xbox Live game and you use certain verbiage, it should definitely like maybe give like the other player like a picture of you or something like that. You know, like what you're doing right now, so that like he'd be like, "Bro, you were sitting there in your fucking track pants eating Cheetos." Like, I don't even
right.
Just so it would like right. Calm down people just yelling out like, you know, the N-word or some shit like that.
To build on that horrible idea, which is what we like to do sometimes, is. A mentor program might be nice, you know, like a Big Brother type shit where you sign up and two gamers get to learn how to game or whatnot.
Because I have no problem with competitive shit talking, but I hate people who get online just to say foul things.
Yeah,
and you see less and less of it, but yeah, I love competitive shit talking to each other where you're saying well thought out jokes and making everybody laugh.
And you're trying to play the game. You didn't come into the game just saying stuff, you know, like
or to kill your own team. Yeah. Or
we're like you're on one team, the guy's on the other, and you're seriously there to like get on each other's skin while like every word you say is like, oh yeah, nice shot, dick. I fucking sniped your face off.
But with the introduction of this voice recognition technology, I would also like I don't report anyone. But I know you can report, but it really doesn't do much. I would like a in-game, like, yo, look, this guy's being absolutely foul. And his Kinect sensor kind of picks up what he's saying a little bit.
It electrocutes him a little bit.
Those little shots. Yeah. Yeah, Jurassic Park hits him up. Yeah, that's not a bad one, dude.
Just to have like get rid of like a lot of like the people who just blast the radio or just say foul things. I think that's really the only thing that kills online gaming. As far as connection speed and people who host that mm-hmm. have terrible connection speed. But, yeah, that's really the only thing I want to see gone out of online gaming.
Okay. Mine is a different one. I would like to see more games. I would like to see remakes of games. We're seeing a lot of remakes nowadays. They're doing it with the DuckTales now. They're doing
woo-hoo.
It with... Right. Toe Jam and Earl. I would like to see more interesting remakes, like through the bad guy's perspective. Maybe the Zelda Wind Waker, but you get to see what Ganon's doing the entire time.
That's funny. That was almost my fantasy glitch.
He's praying that that Link doesn't come and fuck up his shit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this Link again?
Or he's doing what Max said he would do with Lil Mac, where Ganon's just sleeping on the couch eating gems.
I think I get him this time.
No, but I mean, like, for example, let's say... Sonic 3, where Knuckles was introduced but not a playable character, I'd like to see what he was doing. You know? Stuff like that.
He was playable.
No, that was Sonic and Knuckles he was playable. Sonic 3, he was
Sonic
just...
Sonic and Knuckles was technically... We did... Never mind. We did in the history.
Chester the Cheetah game.
Cheetah, but like modern Chester.
Yeah. Modern chess. I'm sorry, you have to call the Drapes on Fire hotline, not my department.
He just fucks with people.
Anyway, that's where maybe even Resident Evil, and you get to be, unfortunately, Barry to figure out what he was doing.
Nobody wants to be Barry.
He's just sitting in the lobby the whole time.
I'd love to be Barry just because I remember playing Resident Evil 1 being like, what the fuck is Barry doing? Where is he?
He's delivering awful one-liners.
Why did he take
my rocket? You were almost a Jill sandwich.
Why did he take my rocket launcher?
Barry,
you're the master of unlocking.
Yeah. Barry, you seem to be doing absolutely nothing with that Magnum. Can I borrow that, please? I got a knife. I gave my gun to Jill because I'm stupid.
And Hunk's still in the sewers.
I don't know, whatever.
I can't find my way out of here.
If you're going to do a remake, I'd like to see a different angle, a fresh idea.
I would like to play any game from the villain's perspective at this point. Like any old school game?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fun. I would play just Bowser kidnapping Peach and shit.
That would be great. A Bowser game where you just kidnap Peach?
Sounds like a rape game. But then you do like real-time strategy where you distribute your Goombas.
Mm-hmm.
To various levels.
Like, I would never distribute a Goomba anywhere. I'd just distribute a bunch of, like, the Hammer Brother guys.
But, of course, you would only have limited numbers of each.
And I'll be foolish and distribute a mushroom here and there so he has a
shot. Why did I do that?
I would do nothing but those suns from the desert board. I hated those.
They get, like, angry at you. They start sweating. They're like, oh, fuck this guy.
Yeah. All right. So that's that. And we're going to move right into A-Squad coming out of the closet.
Hot stuff coming through.
Why did you bring me to a gay steel mill?
I don't know.
Coming out of the closet.
Max, you got one?
Yes, I do. I don't know why I thought of this game, but I used to have this for Game Boy. It was called Gargoyle's Quest.
It was based on the TV show?
Nope. Nothing to do with the TV show. It was actually a spinoff of Ghosts and Goblins, where you actually played as the bad guy from Ghosts and Goblins.
Do you know Ghosts and Goblins, if you beat the game, they're like, that was all fake. You have to go through it again for real to get the ending.
Like, yeah, I never made it that far.
I never made it to the third level. Like, it's the most possible game ever.
Did it get harder when you played it through a second time?
Yeah, it was 10 times as hard.
It was 10 times as hard in the first level on normal.
It was impossible, the game.
Yeah. Right. I was always naked. Anyway, so this was Gargoyle's Quest. You played as Firebrand, who was one of the villains of the game. It was the Gargoyle. And this game had a mix of, like, RPG and platforming elements, where it had an overworld that you had to explore, get to different castles and stuff, and then once you got there, it was all platforming. And what I really remember about this game, fucking hard. Super hard game. But weirdly fun. I played it a lot. Actually spawned a sequel for the Game Boy, and then eventually a Super Nintendo game.
Could you fly in it? Like, were you like,
yeah, but
had any gargoyle powers?
You built them. You had to level up. So at first you shot like a little fireball out your mouth and you could hover, and then as you leveled up you can fly for longer and you'd shoot more advanced fireballs.
Were you named after the boroughs of New York?
Brooklyn, Bronx, Lexington. Well, that's not one of them, but
Lexington was one.
Lexington was definitely
a street, not a borough.
Yeah, but Lexington was a gargoyle.
Yeah.
I understand that, but I'm saying like
neither was Broadway.
Say the borough. I said Brooklyn, Bronx, and I said Lexington. Mm-hmm. I was correcting myself.
Okay.
There was a Broadway, too. He's not a borough. I just watched
I
a bunch
that.
Of
Again, else. I referred to the borough. Are we doing this?
Yes, we are.
Anyway.
It was made by Capcom. Fun game.
Okay.
Probably doesn't hold up too good nowadays.
Okay.
Peachy?
Gyromite, man. I didn't have the little remote guy, so he used controller 2 to activate the
That's
things
what you had
really?
To fucking do?
Yeah, and all of a sudden I'd fucking squash little Gyromite all the time. I'd be like, no, you're not getting
Dude, that robot thing was a piece of shit.
You didn't
like,
need it.
It's 1985. That thing didn't work well.
You just plug two controllers in, and then one controller, you're basically the robot fucking making all the tubes go up and down.
But that game was okay without... I thought that whole thing was the robot.
You're literally juggling around two controllers. It was interesting.
As a child, I said that robot. That robot was very, I'm going to say, like, unclutch. Like, it didn't do anything. It was just like...
Well, I hope you didn't buy it as an adult. Like, that's...
Now it's an
emulator.
Yeah. I had that game. My grandfather bought it like for me when I was real, real young. And that was like the first Nintendo Entertainment System where it came with that stupid thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like he didn't know how to use it. Like I fucking tried to put together and like the robot just didn't do much. I had no idea you could plug the second controller in and you could control the pipes.
Yep.
I can never get past the first board.
It's like Psycho Man has got a hold of
that. I know, but you could at least go online at that point.
You
there was
God
no...
at that point. You could control the life of little Gyromite. You'd be like, no, I'm going to squish you now. Boom. you know?
Yeah, like fucking the Great Escape.
Yeah, Gyro might look cool. I never owned him, so. Giant?
All right. I usually go for like the lame games, and I'm taking a little deterrent from that. Rise has inspired me to go like off kilter because he does a lot of like iPad and iPhone games. I'm gonna go with a board game called fucking Mousetrap.
No, we're not doing that.
What?
There's no way.
It's a game. No
my boy Steve plays Risk on the computer.
Right.
It's a game. Xbox.
No, we're doing video games.
I thought it was a game.
No, it is
that's
a game.
Really weird.
That's fine. I'm not going with tag, brother. Not...
You can go Monopoly. They have that on
I'm
going
to have to roll with a freeze tag.
No, but it was a...
My retro game is Slip and Slide.
You can pull out of your closet.
When I was younger, I was really into Peekaboo.
That's not a game that you could pull out of your closet.
Yeah, Kirby. Kirby was Peekaboo.
Really?
Yeah, Mousetrap.
Fucking Mousetrap, really?
Yeah.
Dude, I'll play it anytime, but no, that doesn't count.
First of all, not a video game. Second of all, who actually played it?
No one did. Everybody just set that shit up.
That's my point was, like, does anyone know the actual rules?
You set it up and you failed at executing it.
The rules were very, very boring.
The rules hadn't made. The rules were very convoluted. There was like a whole bunch of dice you had to roll. You had to get to the end. That's where the cheese was, and you lost because that trap went out. That's how I played. I don't know. It was stupid.
All right, we're gonna move on to my coming out of the closet. I have to say that is the worst coming out that I've ever seen in my life.
All right. Okay. Well. All right. To go on the whole mouse theme. What was that stupid game on your computer where you had to like type in a number of steps to move forward in your mouse? You had to get to the cheese. You don't remember that shit?
Shut up.
Oh, man.
All right.
This is very cool.
The little game on the computer where you're skiing down the mountain as a stick figure and the little stick figure fucking...
I remember that.
Like,
that was a lot of fun, yeah.
No, I'm talking about this. It was a PC game. I remember like, yeah, it was like Marathon. You had to like, type in a number
of PC?
Steps.
A Commodore that you...
Yeah, it was real old. It was like I was in an elementary.
No, I don't remember.
5 3/4 floppy disk use?
Are we doing floppy disk?
Floppy disk.
You go to a kid nowadays, like, you ever
again.
See a floppy disk?
Shut up.
Like a floppy disk.
All right, anyway, we were talking about old school mascots. I kind of jumped out of the video game thing right now, and I remembered a game that I actually loved. This mascot is dead all around, but I still cared about the game. I like Cool Spot. Anyone play Cool Spot?
That was an awesome game.
That was actually pretty good.
It was such a fucking kick-ass game.
It was a really good size.
He
was the mascot for, Avoid the Noid.
7-Up.
Yeah, 7-Up mascot. Where that little ball in between would just magically just throw on some shades and it was time to party.
It was the 90s.
It was a stand-up game, though.
It was actually a pretty decent game.
That was right at the time where, like, the gummy ones came out and, like, the special, like, you get the regular 7-Up bits and then you have the little Coke can that was a gummy.
Yeah, I love those.
They were actually, I mean, they were really good as far as, like, a gummy treat went, but, like, they were, like, the special, like, point-wise, like, things you had to collect through the level when you would jump around.
The game was cool. It was a really cool corporate tie-in, and it was back when it was really hot to have these smaller type characters running around a big, big world. Like, there was Monsters in My Pocket was out, Micro Machines Racers was out, and
I remember the opening to that game was you were on a beach.
Yeah, that was the first
board. You came
board.
Out of the little 7-Up bottle.
Yep, that was the first board, and you had to jump around, and it was basically just collected stuff. I think you snapped your fingers, and you shot out little sparks and stuff. I really liked that game, man.
It was a fun time.
Right. I was a little embarrassed to, like, pull it out. I didn't know if you guys were, like,
liked
it as much
that.
As I did.
Fond memories.
No, I actually really enjoyed that game. For whatever reason, I always remember that game because right when my aunt first met my eventual uncle, he had two games, and it was that game and then the Peter Pan movie game on Sega CD. And, like, I was like, this Peter Pan game sucks dick. This Spot game is fucking pretty solid.
Yo, Sega, what is it? Sega Saturn had this game called Bug, which was pretty dope.
I don't want to delve into it too much, but your aunt's boyfriend would bring over Cool
No,
Spot?
I would go chill with my aunt.
I've got video games for you.
Oh, they
live
together?
Yeah.
And he owned a Genesis.
He owns Genesis of the Sega CD yet.
With only one game.
He had like Myst.
No
like
Sonic.
That
game. No Sonic CD.
He had like about 3-4 games.
But you were a little kid, right?
I was like 93, so it was like I was like 9 or 10.
Right, and you had to choose a game. Like, you can't like really put in some missed work. Like,
this was just straight boring.
Right.
While like I was like, oh, Peter Pan.
As an adult, did you ever go back and play Myst? It's still boring.
No, it's ridiculously boring. Right. It's like
I know better than to go back and
the
play
fun of
game.
Reading a bad book while watching it on a fucking computer screen. Mm-hmm.
Like, then they came out with a second one, Raven, right?
Riven.
Riven.
Ugh.
Like, hey, it went from 8 discs to 16.
Like the 13th guest and all those dumb fucking games. You just read fucking for hours with nothing happening on the screen. Like,
you could go two
game?
Directions.
Didn't the end of Myst, you had like a pistol with like 6 shots?
Yeah.
Like the very end of the game.
The end of Myst is when I turned my TV, my computer off. I was like, this is
the end of Myst was when I first started having trouble getting off that damn dock.
And
I
was like, that was the worst.
Yeah.
And you just couldn't get on the boat.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. All right, so that's the show for this week.
All right, so hopefully, was it next week we're going to get the first taste of the new one?
Yeah, I'm gonna start hitting the new one hard. It's going to be nice. It's going to be professional.
Nice.
Very nice.
All right. So I hope everybody had fun on this little tiny episode. Mm-hmm. How long was it, by the way?
Hour and a quarter.
Episode or webisode?
Shut up.
Pete hit him again.
Shut up.
All right. Later, everyone.